ABC Radio Australia.
Just a year after Vanuatu was gifted a patrol boat by Australia, it wants to send it back for urgent repairs. As Adam Jacobson reports, a report on the condition of all Guardian-class vessels operating in the Pacific has identified a number of potentially dangerous mechanical faults.
The RVS Taquare was delivered to Vanuatu on July 30th last year, the nation's Independence Day. But serious flaws have since been discovered in the patrol boat's exhaust system, which could lead to carbon monoxide leakage. Now the commander of Vanuatu's Maritime Police Force, Colin Kalwatman, is seeking Australia's assistance to sail the Taquare to Cairns in far north Queensland for repairs.
We understand, you know, it's a new model, the Captain class, that has been given to the old Pacific, and we expect a minor configuration effect that needs to be strengthened in the long run. But we understand what is happening since it's at its earliest stage.
But despite the problems with the boat, Commander Kalwatman doesn't blame the Australian government.
We understand, you know, every time we have a new model, we will expect a few of configurations defect that we need to continue to mold and strengthen.
Since 2018, Australia has handed over 15 patrol boats to Pacific nations under the $21 billion Pacific Maritime Security Program, with the aim of combating illegal fishing and increasing maritime security. Samoa is the most recent beneficiary, and at a media conference in Apia just last month, Australia's new foreign minister, Penny Wong, said the vessels would play a key role in strengthening of regional diplomatic ties.
We do understand how important these maritime assets are to island nations.
Joanne Wallace is a professor of international security at the University of Adelaide. She says while it is unfortunate that the boats have defects, she suggests the issue has been blown out of proportion.
You know, if it were me putting all this in the public space, I think I would be very much contextualising that this is just one bit of bad news in the context of a very long-running and broadly successful program.
Generally speaking, Professor Wallace says the benefits have outweighed the costs.
There's in no way to say that they are perfect, of course. Many issues with the program, but broadly they deliver more than they cost.
However, she says the Australian government should certainly use this hiccup as an opportunity to review the program.
There's not been a thorough kind of investigation or evaluation of the Pacific Patrol Boat program for quite a long time. At times, different Senate and Joint Standing Committees have considered the program, and I'm sure Defence does its own internal reviews. But this might actually be an opportune time for the government to commission an evaluation of the Pacific Maritime Security Program, just so it can be very clear and publicly known what the strengths and the weaknesses of the program are.
The Australian Defence Department has released a statement saying the patrol boats are the property of each Pacific Island nation, and it was up to them to make decisions around whether to pause the operation of their vessels. Defence representatives will travel to the Pacific to assess all vessels and work with countries on temporary fixes ahead of a long-term solution. The department did not respond to specific questions about assisting Vanuatu.